Wisdom seeks those worthy of her. Wisdom seeks those worthy of her. Wisdom shines bright and never grows dim. Those who love her and look for her can easily find her. She is quick to make herself known to anyone who desires her. Get up early in the morning to find her, and you will have no problem. You will find her sitting at your door. To fasten your attention on wisdom is to gain perfect understanding. If you look for her, you will soon find peace of mind, because she will be looking for those who are worthy of her. And she will find you wherever you are. She is kind and will be with you in your every thought. Are you worthy of wisdom? Are you grounded enough? Are you aware enough? Are you humble enough for wisdom? In some of the local street vernacular, they used to say game knows game and player knows player. It's just another way of saying, in the scheme of things, there is a sense of recognition of things that are alike, things that are similar. And the question then becomes, so who recognizes and acknowledges you? How would you characterize your profile of recognition? Who are the groups that align with you, and who do you align with, and where is that space of recognition for those places where you are acknowledged, where you are accepted, where you are known? Game knows game, and player knows player. The scripture that I opened with comes from the Wisdom of Solomon. The Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verses 12 through 16. And the Wisdom of Solomon is, it's one of several books that are not often found in a standard Bible. Many of these books were just not included. Some of these early Christian writings were excluded from the Old Testament. And going beyond that, they just weren't included in the New Testament. They're held in a group of books called the Apocrypha. And rather than wonder why we have those included or not included, actually, what that's all about and how these books happen not to be included, rather than go down that line of questioning, which I'm not sure there's an answer to and just haven't done the research, I'd rather be with the content of the conversation, the content of that dialogue. Because that conversation around wisdom is powerful. The content of that conversation about being known is powerful. There's a powerful message when you think about being connected and recognized by wisdom. As is stated in that scripture, wisdom, is quick to make herself known to anyone who desires her. You will find peace of mind because she will be looking for those who are worthy of her. peace of mind because she will be looking for those who are worthy of her. And so, quite simply, the question is, or the question becomes, are you worthy? God bless.